Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your witness that you love us, that you have got purpose for us, and you made everything available in sending Jesus, brought about your kingdom, and brought about the reality that's available to us to partake and be witnesses of this wonderful Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and kingdom realities. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 5, verse 7 to 11. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believes in the Son of God has the witness of God in himself. He that does not believe God has made God a liar, because he does not believe the witness that God has testified of his Son. And this is the witness, that God has given eternal life to us, and this life is in his Son.
I just like this conclusion. Yeah, two realities of the unity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in heaven, and then the reality of what's available here on earth is relevant to that, and it's according to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then the powerful reality is that God has sent his Son, and his Son has showed the way. The Word became flesh. So the Word became life. Amen. The flesh and the blood. The blood is life. And the life was seen here on earth, this beautiful life in tune with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And that's the reality of what the Father wants for us here on earth. But here it just points out again the importance. If we just receive the testimony of man, there is a greater testimony. Now, the testimony of man can be great. It can be very carnal and horrible when we listen to carnal man and getting caught up in the deception that is in the world. And it can also be good if we tap into spiritual man who knows the thoughts of God because he has surrendered to the Lord and he has received the Spirit and he's walking in obedience. But then it points out there, but there's a testimony greater. So it's good to be in contact with spiritual man, with a spiritual body, with the bride, but it's greater and it's better to be tapped into the Lord, because who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And we've got that Spirit, the same Spirit that is moving the spiritual man and was demonstrated in Jesus on the earth, is available to us to tap into what no eye has seen or ear has heard. And that's the goodness that God has made available for us, that unique destiny that is found in the God quality of life. So that's what's so important, guys. This beautiful witness of the goodness of God that is available for us in heaven has been revealed here on earth. And now we've been drawn out of this world into that kingdom, into the heavenly realm, so as to hear from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and so be witnesses. We got the witness in ourselves. He opens it up to our spirit, and then we embrace it in our soul, our will, our intellect, and our emotions, and then we walk in tune with God and demonstrate this goodness that is available now for us to encourage and enlighten the world, to come out of the world, be born again. Take hold of kingdom realities and be the people God made you to be. So that's our purpose. So our purpose is very much to lead people to God so that they can experience the length, the depth, the breadth, and the height. It says, so that you may know. That's the conclusion of the prayer. The conclusion is that God is all over. But before that happens, we have to wake up. To know is to be aware of, able to speak about and experience the goodness of God that is available. So we may know the length, the depth, the breadth, and the height of the love of God, which surpasses knowledge. So It's a knowing, awareness, and a walking, and that's the God quality of life that is available. So be blessed, guys. You've got a God that has made everything available, and the goodness is here, and the goodness is to be taken hold of, and the goodness is to be walked in, and just bear fruits, because you've been included in the vine, and now the vine is Jesus, amen, in the presence of the Father. And we got to now let His word dwell in us, just as the branches are tapped into the vine, and then the goodness of the vine is flowing in the branches, and then the branches bear much fruit. So we've been called to bear much fruit. Amen.
Amen.